let's all stand. Tonight, Lord Jesus,
of Jehovah, O God Almighty, O the Prince of Peace,
glory, Lord Jesus,
O trust.
How wonderful to be in the presence of Jehovah. The prophet told us he is here. He is here amongst us. God, rich in mercy, has brought his presence living amongst his bride. That God, rich in mercy, has brought us a message of deliverance. He sent us a message on the wings of a two-winged eagle. Amen. Oh, to carry his bride home to the promised land, which we're feeding upon day and night. Amen. The eternal words of God. Yes. He said he knew us and knew that we would be here before the foundation of the world. Amen. Gathered together in heavenly places. Brothers and sisters, I don't care what condition that you're in tonight. I don't care what you ask God tonight. You've got the authority of God to accept what you ask for. For it is thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel,
amen.
The King of kings,
Depths of our heart.
All hail, King Jesus. All hail, Emmanuel, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the bright morning star.
How wonderful is the presence of the Lord tonight. Did your hearts stir within you as he talked to us along the way tonight to reassure us, to comfort us, as only his word can do? Lord, we love you from the depths of our heart, Lord. Thank you that you're a God rich in mercy, that you made a provided way for us, Lord Jesus. Amen. You sent us an eagle, Lord, that two-winged eagle, Lord, to carry us to that promised land. It's you, Lord, and your word. We love you and we worship you tonight. We thank you for healing your people tonight, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for giving them the desire of their hearts, Lord. We thank you for a refreshing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you for taking the things out of our lives that so easily beset us, Lord, and to draw us closer to you. Make us weak, Lord, so that you can become strong in our lives, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, come and be with us, Lord. We love you and we adore you, Lord. We thank you for this living word, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you stored up for your bride, Lord, that we can eat that fresh manna, Lord. Just like the children of Israel, day in and day out, it's fresh word for your bride, Lord. And we're feasting upon it, Lord. We want nothing else, Lord. We don't want no chicken food. We want that eagle food, Lord. Just the eagle food or nothing for us, Lord. This message or nothing, Lord. It's you or nothing, Lord Jesus. We love you, Father, and we thank you, Lord. And Lord, we want to invite you now to be with us as we come to take your Lord's Supper, Lord. Lord, and take the foot washing. Lord, what a privilege and honor it is, Lord Jesus, to gather around your table, Lord. May our minds go back to Calvary, Lord. to that great day, that great sacrifice that you paid for us, Lord. Father, that you took all of our sins and our shortcomings, our failures, Lord, and you become that bloody sacrifice for us. And Lord, you're sitting there now, atoning for us, Lord, so that by your stripes we are healed.
Amen.
And we can say that whatever we ask for, we receive it, Lord. And we can say that we're justified, Lord Jesus, because our sins have been hidden underneath of that blood, Lord Jesus. And you see them no more, Lord. They're in the sea of forgetfulness, Lord. How great thou art, Lord. How great thou art. Lord, and come and be with us. Forgive us of all of our shortcomings, Lord, as we come up here and partake of this bread and wine, Lord Jesus. And Lord, may it remind us tonight more than ever before that soon and very soon we're going to eat it with you anew, Lord, in your kingdom. We're going to be at that great wedding supper, Lord. May every one of us be there on that day, Lord Jesus. And you're going to come down and wipe the tear from every eye, Lord, and we'll weep no more. And then, Lord, we're going to spend a honeymoon with you, Lord. Oh, we're looking forward to that, Lord Jesus. To spend 1,000 years with you just in that honeymoon. And then, Lord, we'll come back in that place that you've prepared for us, Lord. And we'll spend eternity. No today, no tomorrow, just present tense with you always. Throughout eternity, Lord. We'll reign with you, Lord Jesus. You will be the light, Lord Jesus, and we'll be there with you, Lord. Father, we're looking forward to that day. Lord, let us all make sure right now, Lord, we're going to be ready. Take away anything that besets us, Lord, anything that hinders us, Lord. Father, how trivial it might seem to us, Lord, the desires of our heart, Lord, is just to take it away. We love you, Lord Jesus. Come and be with us. We ask in your precious name, Lord Jesus.
All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel, the King of kings.
One more time as we're seated. Let's just bow our heads in worshiping. We love you, Father. Turn the service back over to our pastor, God's prophet and messenger, Brother Ram.
Just a few moments ago, when I opened up my Bible here to read, to find 1 Corinthians 11th chapter and the 23rd verse, it just fell right open to it. I will read now from the great apostle's writings to the Corinthians. For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he is betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he brake it, and said, take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. Now, it has been a custom of our church that when we come to this moment, we bow just a moment in prayer, and you pray for me silently while I pray for you. We realize that the scripture that we have read, that if we eat and drink it unworthily, we are eating and drinking damnation to ourselves, not discerning the Lord's body. That is, if you're living in sin, living where you should not live, then you are a reproach to the cause. Don't take it. Stay away from it. Don't do it. But if you're living, I know every one of us makes mistakes, but we have a blood sacrifice laying there atoning for us. Constantly, the blood of God's own Son. So, we are forgiven of our sins, but if you're living in open sin and not worthy to be called a Christian, don't take it. But if you are a Christian, then you're duty bound to take it. For he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Let us pray just a moment for each other. Father, this prayer we offer to you, the forgiveness of our sins, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The ushers usually have the people standing at the, where is it? The tailor. All right. Forgiven. I think of the poet that said, Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power. Will all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more? Let us bow our heads. Gracious God, as I hold in this my hand tonight, the grapes, the blood of the grapes, that's to represent the blood of the Son of God. I've often thought, what would I do with two drops of the literal blood of Jesus if I had it in a glass? How would press it to my heart? Now, Father, this is to represent that blood. As I ask you to bless it to every partaker, may our sins be under the blood. May our sickness vanish from us. For we are your servants, desiring strong, healthy bodies and a clean, pure heart and conscience, that we can be your representatives in this earth. We pray thee, our God, to sanctify this grape. Tonight, the blood of this grape, to its intended purpose, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture says that he took the cup, gave thanks, then he took bread and he broke it, and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. As I hold in my hand tonight these little parcels of bread that's all wrinkled and broke up, it reminds me of the message tonight, how they beat one tree to get pulp to save the other, and how that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, but with his stripes we were healed. May the grace of God sanctify this kosher bread to its intended purpose, and every person that partakes of it, no more sin in your life, no more sickness in your body, till we meet the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we sanctify this bread by a word of prayer and faith, that it will be used for the intended purpose that God has intended for us to do, to keep this order until he comes. May every person that partakes of this supper tonight, may they be clean from sin and healed from sickness for the journey that lays ahead of us. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God, and he went to God. He rises from the supper, and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and had sat down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you. And thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
Let's all bow our heads. It's so wonderful to gather around the Lord's table with the saints. May God bless you. I'm going to ask our brother Samuel if he'd come up and dismiss us for our foot washing service.
Father, thank you for this grand opportunity, Lord, to partake of this bread and this wine, Lord, as our minds go back to what you did for us. You paid that great debt for us, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your shed blood that purchased our salvation. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. We thank you for the healings, salvation, the Holy Spirit in our lives. We thank you for all things. We thank you for this great message once again, Lord. And our hearts just give you praise. We're without words to express it the way we should. But we love you, Lord. How great thou art. Now, Lord, as we read in your word, as we heard your prophet read to us of how that you did to us, Lord, you washed the disciples' feet. Lord, as we go now to wash one another's feet, Lord, to take that humble, Lord, to humble ourselves to do it. Lord, as we do it unto you, Lord, we love you. Bless and be with each one of them now tonight. Bless and be with them. We thank you for it, Lord. We love you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you tonight. And as the deacons will dismiss you to foot washing, God bless and be with every one of you. Shalom to you.
In his name, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Amen. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.